AircheckDownloads.com. American Top
40. Every week, we count down the most popular songs in America as determined by the official Billboard survey of record stores and radio stations across the land. And we're up to number 6. Here's Elton John with Little Genie. Elton John on American Top 40, 4 weeks in the top 10 this week, moving from 7 to 6 with Little Genie.
Number 5.
Bob Seger's 4th top 10 record is from his number 1 LP, Against the Wind. It's the title song from that LP at number 5, 3 weeks in a row.
Seems like yesterday.
Bob Seger at number 5 again this week on American Top 40 with Against the Wind. Coming up, yet another tale of the rigors of the road. My story of the star of stage, screen, and recorded music who became enraged at her manager just before a performance in Sweden, reached for something to throw at him, and nearly electrocuted herself. She didn't regain consciousness for half an hour.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Climbing 2 notches from number 6 to number 4, here's Billy Joel with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Billy Joel at number 4 in popularity this week and moving up 2 with It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. Now, we're up to yet another AT40 tale of the rigors of the road. This is the story of a star of stage, screen, and recorded music who became so enraged before a performance that she almost electrocuted herself. That's what happened to Bette Midler a while ago when she was on tour in Sweden. It seems that in the town of Gothenburg, Bette had been booked to perform in an ice skating arena, an unheated ice skating arena, in the middle of the frigid Swedish winter. Well, when the divine Miss M saw where she was supposed to be performing in just a few hours, she threw a fit. She would have to run around that stage in her scanty costumes and sing her head off at temperatures well below the freezing mark? Well, according to Bette, she ordered her manager into the dressing room and started screaming at him. Why an ice rink? Why must I freeze like a match girl in the snow? Well, when her manager didn't respond, Bette says she reached behind her for something to throw at him. And that's the last thing she remembers. She says, when I came to half an hour later, they told me I was lucky to be alive. In reaching behind me for a weapon, I had stuck my finger directly into an electrical converter. At first, everyone thought I was dead. But Bette says that not only was she not dead, that night she put on a show that melted that ice rink into a wading pool. This week, Bette Midler is at number 3 on American Top 40 with the title song from The Rose.
Some say love.
Bette Midler on American Top 40 at number 3, moving up a notch with her hit song, The Rose. Coming up, the 2 biggest hits in the USA.
The hits from coast to coast.
I'm Casey Kasem. Well, at number 2, we have a record that's dropping. It drops from number 1 after 4 weeks in the top spot. It's Steve Greenberg's Lip Sync with Funky Town.
Won't you take me down?
Lip Sync with a song that was number 1 for 4 consecutive weeks. The singer was Cynthia Johnson, and the song Funky Town, now at number 2. And now we're up to the new number 1 song in America. But first, let's take a look at the tops of the other Billboard charts. At number 1 on the country chart is Trying to Love 2 Women by the Oak Ridge Boys. At number 1 on the soul chart is Take Your Time by the SOS Band. And the best-selling album in America this week is Glass Houses by Billy Joel, 3rd week in a row. And on the pop singles chart, there's a new song at number 1. But the leader of the act at number 1 is no stranger to the top of the countdown. He's been here 26 times before in his 16-year chart history. And here he is again. With the new number 1 song in America, here's Paul McCartney and Wings with Coming Up. Paul McCartney and Wings with the new number 1 song in the USA this week. Coming up. And there you are. You've just heard the 40 most popular records as determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending June 28, 1980. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by Watermark Incorporated. Executive producer Tom Rounds, producer Don Bastani, writer Merrill Schindler, associate producer Matthew Wilson, production coordinator Nancy Conover. I'm Casey Kasem. Be sure to join me next week for our special show when American Top 40 presents the Book of Records. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And keep your radio tuned right where it is.
AirCheckDownloads.com.